You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
There was no Packers home game at Lambeau yesterday, but the stands were still a buzz of activity. Green Bay honored America's fallen fire heroes with the 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb at Lambeau. 24 years ago, hundreds of heroes climbed the World Trade Center and never returned. Over the weekend, people in Green Bay completed the climb. Those brave heroes began on September 11, 2001. Each year, people are invited to Lambeau to climb 110 stories, the height of the Twin Towers. All proceeds go to the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation. A former Green Bay school board member was charged with two felonies last week for allegedly getting elected to the board while not being a resident of the district. Cao Lee resigned last May after a Green Bay Press Gazette story appeared to provide evidence Lee might not live in the school district then or when he campaigned and won his board seat in spring of 2024. State law requires a school board candidate to be a resident of the school district for at least 28 consecutive days before filing their declaration of candidacy. If you'd like to see Jimmy Kimmel back on the air, now's your chance to have your voice heard. An online petition is circulating criticizing the recent move by ABC to pull Jimmy Kimmel off the air after he made remarks in his monologue regarding the suspect in the Charlie Kirk killing. The petition cites First Amendment protections, saying the right to openly critique and question one's government is a cornerstone of democracy. It goes on to say that the Trump administration censoring Jimmy Kimmel has grave implications for the future of free speech and democracy. The petition is circulating all around social media and posted online at Care2, the petition site. The fall agricultural tourism season is underway, and farmers are asking lawmakers to consider two tourism-related measures next month. Terry Barr explains.
One proposal would allow farmers to again host up to three paying campers without a license. Lawmakers axed the rule in 2017. Supporters say it's needed now for extra income.
This would allow farms to allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping, or bring in a self-contained trailer and park that on the farm when they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
Sheila Everhard is with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. She says they'll also be pushing for an exemption from Act 73. This newer law reclassifies wedding barns as public spaces, allowing just six events every year and requiring a liquor license. Lawmakers are expected to take action on both measures in October.
With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers do it again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers are divisional champs of the NL Central. Although they lost yesterday 5-1 to the Cards, the Reds swept the Cubs, so Milwaukee, divisional champs for a third year in a row. Manager Pat Murphy.
Well, just this team finds a way. They're resilient, and they're guys that have a special it factor.
NFL, the Packers shocked by the Browns, losing 13-10 on a walk-off field goal by Cleveland. Defensive end Micah Parsons.
Man, it's like a movie sometimes how football works. I just think towards the end of the game they play better than us, and we got to play all four quarters of football.
College football, the Badgers losing at home to Maryland Saturday, 27-10, and now headed into the bye.
We've got a challenge. I felt like the culture of this team and the things that we did in the offseason and in fall camp was something that was a lot stronger than what we have had. We're going to find out how strong it is. That's where we're going to have to go because this thing doesn't get any easier.
That's head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Taylor Swift seems to be getting the hang of this showbiz thing. Variety reports that the pop sensation will hit the big screen again in October. Swift will release an 89-minute release party video that will play in theaters starting October 3rd, which happens to be the same day her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, will drop. Word to the wise, as talented as Swift is, the president says she's no longer hot. Just FYI. Glenn Close has always been serious about doing whatever it takes for a role, even if she looks crazy like she did in Fatal Attraction, or is a cruel villain like in 101 Dalmatians. In her new film, The Summer Book, she is saving the production money on the wardrobe budget because she appears in her birthday suit. The 78-year-old actress told AARP Movies for Grownups that it was her idea to appear nude in the film, as her character says, "That's what people do in Finland," which is where the film is being shot. Road trip. If you're like me, you never need to hear the word y'all ever again. It was a fun novelty as we indulged Southern culture in a show of unity. Those of you who do use or like the word will be happy to know there's a new holiday film called Deck the Y'alls. Sigh. Talk about shoehorning a word into a title. At least there's a good cast and an award-winning one at that. Variety reports that the film stars Jessica Chastain, Octavia Spencer, and Wanda Sykes. Chastain plays a New York City baker who falls for a Southern gent, now it all makes sense, and heads south to spend Christmas with his family, and it's going great until she meets the overprotective mom played by Spencer, who also happens to be a celebrity chef. Chastain and Spencer were both nominated for Oscars in the Best Supporting Actress category in 2012, with Spencer winning for her role in The Help. Chastain would later win an Oscar of her own in the same category for The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Filming begins next year, y'all. Legendary director Martin Scorsese is 82 years old, but showing no signs of slowing down. Variety reports that the Oscar winner will direct an adaptation of What Happens at Night, a ghost story novel written by Peter Cameron that came out in 2023. The story follows an American couple who goes to a snowy, cold European city to adopt a child. The film has a couple of A-listers attached already in Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence. Apple Films will oversee production. Actress Anne Hathaway had some choice words for the press, more specifically the paparazzi. While filming The Devil Wears Prada 2 in New York City recently, the press got a little too aggressive for her liking. The Les Mis star told the Vultures to relax and back off because there were children on the set. Hathaway and Meryl Streep are both back for the sequel. The much-anticipated follow-up to The Devil Wears Prada hits theaters May 1st of 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun today, with scattered showers and a few thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, chance of a shower or storm this evening. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with some patchy fog, a low near 60. Currently, it's 62.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.